I did not want anything to do with public speaking for a long time. And what I tell people is, a lot of people assume that fear is bad. A lot of people think that, you know, I can't have fear. I have to not have any fear, right? And what I tell people all the time is that, you know what? I do talks and I do a lot of presentations for my, you know, my corporate job as a program manager in front of, you know, people in high positions, right? And I'm the one that's, you know, speaking and on the spot. And I still get nervous sometimes. I still do. I just wrote a book and I have a whole chapter about public speaking. And sometimes before that presentation, I'll still get nervous. And so it's not that fear, you can't have fear, but what I have learned is I've learned how to face that hurdle and get over it.
Fearless and Successful podcast is hosted by Coach D. That is me. Designed for change makers just like you. As a coach, activator of human potential, and freedom architect, I have one mission with this podcast: to inspire you to dream big, plan for success, and impact the world. I love all things mindset, money, and manifestation. So I will be sharing my favorite tips and tricks to help you activate your infinite potential by taking aligned and inspired action. You can also expect fearless stories from leaders around the world who designed life and business on their own terms. If we can do it, so can you. If you're ready, my fearless friend, let's get this party started. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, fearless people. We have another amazing story that's hopefully going to inspire you to take aligned and inspired action so you can dream big, plan for success, and impact the world. I have a very interesting person today with me, Terrence Lee. Welcome.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Why I said interesting, because most of the time I get to interact with extroverts like myself. And this time I have a privilege to really interview you and have a conversation about what does it mean to be a fearless introverted leader, which is going to be exciting. And before we kick off, I just want to give you an intro. So Terrence Lee, AKA the introvert leader, had always avoided taking on leadership roles in his life. At the age of 13, an experience occurred which caused him to doubt his ability to speak in front of people and caused him to shy away from the spotlight. This worked for Terrence until he eventually had to learn leadership skills by necessity at his first engineering job out of college. When he had been working in his first role for a short time, his mentor put in his 2-week notice. Terrence then found out that he had to take his place, presenting to a group of experienced engineers and pilots for a highly technical review. Despite feeling extremely nervous, the meeting that Terrence led went well, which gave him a giant confidence boost. Amazing. I want to know everything about this story and what that actually led you to what are you doing now, right?
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, I like to start kind of from the beginning. So, you know, I was a kid that grew up moving around a lot, moved to different schools. My dad was taking different jobs when I was growing up. So I actually lived in 5 different cities up through, you know, high school. And so I was pretty outgoing. I mean, I was actually a kid up until about 7th grade that was the first one to raise my hand in class. I was always talking. I had a lot of friends because I was like the new kid in school, you know, so I would meet new people and things like that. And that all, you know, changed when I was about 13 years old. And so there was one day I was in a choir at school, and the choir director, we just had a very rocky relationship. Like, she was pretty hard on me. When I wouldn't hit certain notes or I wouldn't do certain things right, she would kind of, you know, call me out in front of the class or, you know, different things. And one particular day we were singing, and you know, it was my section's turn to sing, and we started to sing, and I'm really trying to impress her, I'm trying to do great, and she stops the music, stops playing the piano, and looks at me and she says, "Terrence Lee, you are off key. Just stop singing. You need to stop singing right now," right? And this was in front of everybody. And so I could hear the kids behind me and the risers. Some of them were laughing. It was embarrassing. It was really embarrassing. And so after that day, things changed. I no longer wanted to speak up in class. I used to, you know, sit in the front of the class. And now after that, I started sitting in the back. You know, I wouldn't raise my hand. I wouldn't answer questions. I just really, my personality changed. And that really carried with me up through high school and up and through even college. And I went to school for engineering, graduated with my degree. And when I started my engineering career, it was the same way. I would be in meetings and I would have some great idea or something I wanted to share, and I just wouldn't do it. For some reason, something was holding me back. There was a confidence that was lacking. There was something that had just been taken away. So eventually my mentor, he put in his 2-week notice that he was leaving the company. And there was a big presentation that was coming up. And at the time I was only about a year out of college. And I was told I was gonna do the presentation. And I was terrified because it was gonna be in front of some very smart people, very technical review, you know, a lot of information to share. And I was very scared, but I did it and it actually went very well. And I got a lot of compliments and people told me that they saw leadership potential in me and these things that I had no idea. I was like, I don't see that. I don't even know who you're talking about right now. But it went very well. And long story short, that progressed through my career to where now I'm a program manager at a Fortune 500 company. Here in Texas. So I lead a large team of engineers and contracts and finance leads on a multi-million dollar program. And I'm able to do all of this while being an introvert and keeping my personality. So the purpose of what I do and what I talk about is really just to show people that you can have an introverted personality and you can be an effective leader. So that's how I got here today.
Wow, so amazing. We could go in so many different directions, but I want to really go to the fact that I want to talk about how you overcame. Was there a specific tool that you used to overcome that fear of like really that first presentation? And then probably there were many, many fears that came along. So is there any specific tools that you can share with us and say like, hey, you know, fear, face your fears. This is the way.
Yeah, absolutely. So for that first presentation, one thing that I'm very big on is I tell people to get a mentor because, you know, for the 2 weeks that my mentor still was there, he really poured into me and I was just a sponge. I mean, everything he was saying, I had my notebook and I just took all that in. And there was somebody else, her name was Robbie Vaughn, and she was kind of like a speaking coach to me during my time before that presentation. So, you know, I would practice the presentation for her. She would give me feedback, give me notes. So again, mentorship, right? Like having people to help. But then the other thing that I did is I joined a group called Toastmasters. Mm-hmm. And so that was a very effective tool for me because I started to meet other people that had fear of speaking as well. And so we got to kind of bond. I got to practice speaking more. And that really gave me some tools and helped me leading up to that presentation. So yeah, that was a huge help for me.
Yeah, I love Toastmasters. That's just such a big stretch always. When we have like conversation, people always mention that. So it has to be a team around that. I love that you mentioned mentorship. I think that just this gives you a confidence that you know something, right? And that's really that. When we go back into, you know, we had a test in school. Why are we nervous? Because we don't know the thing, right? We are nervous and we are not confident in our ability to perform. And when you know certain things, most of the time is that fear of unknown, right?
Absolutely. No, totally agree.
Yeah, I love that. So today you said you're leading this big team. And I also know that you wrote an amazing book. What inspired you to write the book at Quiet Voice, Fearless Leader? And you wrote something really amazing, which are the how to awaken the leader inside, that introverted leader inside within. And I want to know what inspired you to go with the book. You have a successful career. What was that inspiration to write the book?
Yeah, so that's a great question. You know, I think when I looked at my career and I look at where I'm at and how I've progressed, I realized that there have to be other people out there like me. You know, for so long, I just felt like I didn't have what it took to be a leader. When I heard the word leader, I associated it with the loudest person in the room, the person that's super social and super outgoing and meeting everybody, you know. And that wasn't really my personality. So I was like, well, I'm not really a leader, right? Like, I'm just going to kind of play the background. And once I progressed through my career and started to get to certain levels and different positions, I realized there are probably a lot of other people out there that feel they have that same limit and feel like their personality, that they have to be something else to be successful. And so the reason I wrote the book is I really want to empower people that are more introverted to show them that, no, not only can you be a leader, you can be an amazing leader. You can be the best leader on your team, matter of fact. And I also want to educate extroverts as well. So there's also a piece in the book in every chapter where I have a section called What Introverts Wish Extroverts Knew. And that's actually about educating extroverts on how to work better with introverts. So it's really, you know, there's two different goals there, where it's introvert empowerment, but it's also awareness and education for extroverts as well.
I love that you combine both the empowerment and also like the teachings. And I'm gonna definitely get the book. I'm an expert. I want to know how you guys think. So yeah, so empowering. So tell us about the principles. What are the principles?
So every chapter is a different leadership principle. So the first chapter is titled Value, and that's all about, you know, as an introvert, how do you add value to the room? And how are you perceived as someone that is adding value to a conversation or a situation, right? So that one's very big. Chapter two is Courage, and that's about the importance of decision making. So how do you effectively make decisions as a leader, which can be a very hard thing to do? Chapter three, we get into trust, and that is how do you effectively build trust with your team as a leader? Because that's something that takes time. It's not just an overnight thing to truly build that trust. We get into tips about that. Chapter four is accountability. So just the importance of being accountable, the importance of not making excuses, just doing what you say you're going to do, keeping your word. We get into a lot of tips and ways to build that. Chapter five is humility. The importance as a leader of being humble. Chapter six gets into authenticity, which I'm very big on that, especially for introverts, because a lot of times we feel like we have to be somebody else or do something else or, you know, be who we're not. And chapter six gets into the truth about that and tips for how to be more authentic. Chapter seven is collaboration. So learning how to collaborate and work with others as an introvert. Chapter eight is tips for public speaking. So that's actually the longest chapter in the book because that's something that I struggled with for a long time and I continue to work through. So we get into a lot of practical tips for how to grow in your public speaking. And then chapter nine is service. It gets into the importance of being a servant leader and not making it about yourself, but about your team. And then the last chapter, chapter 10, is effort. So that gets into just the importance of always doing your best, putting your best foot forward, and giving your best effort every day.
Oh, so much goodness. I want to pick one chapter that we can go a little bit deeper. And I'm just thinking like humility is so big, like really being humble as a leader, that's big, especially for me because I'm such a I love to acknowledge myself for things, right? For the things that we do, but I want to do it in a manner that is like humble and it doesn't become like, oh, she's just bragging, right? Because we extroverts, we are like rah rah rah. We can pride ourselves, right? That's one. And second, I think that service is like being servant leader. That's also one of the things that it's really, really important, not just for introverts, but also extroverts, because sometimes we just get tripped by our ego. And we are like, what is it about me, right? So maybe we can go to service.
Yeah, absolutely. So service is just so important. And one of the things that I talk about in the book is not doing things to be seen. So a lot of times, for example, you'll see people on social media and, you know, nothing against these people, right? But I just make the example of people that'll take pictures of, hey, I went and did this today. I went to a homeless shelter, or, you know, I helped this person, I gave them money, or, you know, whatever the case is. And I talk about the importance of doing things when there are no cameras around, because it's really about integrity, right? And so, are you willing to help people if no one else is going to see it? Are you willing to stand up for your team and willing to help someone in a difficult situation if that person's not even going to say thank you? You're just doing it because I know as a leader, this is the right thing to do. The right thing to do is to serve this person, to serve my team, to build them up, right? And not needing kudos for it. And that's, you know, it's a different mindset, because society typically says, well, we need to put that on display, right? We need everyone to see our service. And we really get into, you know, the heart of true leadership is serving when no one is watching, because it's truly in you. It's truly something that you want to do. So servant leadership for me is just so important, so huge, because without a team, we have nothing as leaders. I mean, you know, we can't do it by ourselves. And once people realize you're a servant leader, and you're truly there to help them out and to serve, they will work so much harder for you. I mean, I've seen it in my different roles. I mean, when someone realizes you're really about service and helping the team, then they'll go to bat for you all day. So I'm very big on that.
Yeah, wow, that was so profound. What you practice in, so this came to me, like what you practice in private is what you, something like, I don't know who said that, but you actually reap in public, right? Mm-hmm. So I love the fact that you said when you, sometimes we expect the team to show up for us without we show up for them first, right? Is that gift of giving first and then like being able to receive that back without no expectation, right? This is no matter whether you're introvert or extrovert, like being in that place where you are always giving without expectation, that is such a beautiful state. And it is big mindset shifts, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So tell me, like in terms of the book, what are some of the exciting things that are coming out for you? Like, you know, do you have any book tours? Like what is happening with the book?
Yeah. So there's a lot going on right now. One of the biggest things that's been happening is I've been getting booked for speaking engagements. So, you know, I've got some engagements coming up here. I'll be speaking at a few summits, at a few different, you know, leadership conferences, things like that. So definitely excited about that. I'll also be launching a course here later this year. So we're getting the inner workings and getting all that together. So that'll be available for people, and also getting into one-on-one coaching, because, you know, I truly believe that the tips and the things in this book, I made it actionable. I didn't want to just write a book that's, you know, a nice read and that's it. You know, I actually have action plans in each chapter with, you know, these tips can be used today. I mean, someone could read this book and really start to implement these tips in an action plan to help their career or their business. So, you know, the one-on-one coaching is where I'm digging in, you know, very specific to someone's situation and seeing how I can help. So, yeah, and then, you know, book tour. I'm starting to, you know, go to some different cities. The pandemic has changed things a little bit. We're a little restricted here in the States, but, you know, I'm going to be in Houston here next month, going to be trying to go to Atlanta and, you know, just doing a few different city trips as well.
Amazing. So it's really about that. Why I ask this question, because sometimes it's like, I want to, you know, what we see in marketing space and in our coaching industry is like, I want to get this book out. So I have this Amazon badge. I'm a best-selling author, right? And why I ask that, because I sense that there is such a big purpose behind this book. We didn't discuss that, but I intuitively sense that this is such a big calling for you. That is such a big passion. And I'm so excited that you are actually getting this message out there because it's so important. I know that one of my mentors, she's such an introvert, and when she leads with so much integrity and so much heart that is just like, it's really incredibly how much of an impact she has on people around her when she shows up as that transparent, introverted, fearless leader, right?
That's awesome. That's
So
awesome.
Beautiful. Public speaking, so you're putting yourself out there. How does that feel?
You know, it's interesting. I did not want anything to do with public speaking for a long time. Mm-hmm. And what I tell people is, a lot of people assume that fear is bad. A lot of people think that, you know, I can't have fear. I have to not have any fear, right? And what I tell people all the time is that, you know what, I do talks and I do a lot of presentations for my, you know, my corporate job as a program manager in front of, you know, people in high positions, right? And I'm the one that's, you know, speaking and on the spot. And I still get nervous sometimes. I still do. I just wrote a book and I have a whole chapter about public speaking. And sometimes before that presentation, I'll still get nervous. Mm-hmm. And so it's not that fear, you can't have fear, but what I have learned is I've learned how to face that hurdle and get over it. So what I get into in the chapter is it's not that you can't have fear, but once the fear comes, how do you approach it? How do you deal with it? How do you get through it? And that's when we get into tips about controlling your breathing, tips like, what is your self-talk, positive affirmations, right? Tips like your body language and your posture. Is your posture set up for success? Does your posture show confidence or does it show a lack of confidence, right? There are all these little things that the more that I do those things and I have to remind myself to do them, the more confident I feel and the more confident I come off. But if I'm not doing those things, then yeah, I'll probably come off as not confident or my message won't be as clear. So those things are just, you know, so huge. And the last thing I'll just say for myself is I think passion is so important because one reason that it's easy for me to speak about this and talk about it is I'm so passionate about it. I mean, it's my life, right? Like I am the boy that was terrified of speaking in public, sitting in the back of the class, lost confidence. I'm that guy. And now I'm this. And so I truly want to help people. And that's my passion, is to help. So for me, the mission is bigger than my being uncomfortable or my fear, I guess, because the mission is just so huge. So for me, it's that's what does it.
So beautiful. Yeah. And I think that people are most of the times just afraid because they're in their head and they're not connected with the heart, right? What is truly important, right? Because when you know that this mission is so important, you kind of voice out the fear and you don't think about what is the possible consequence. And I love that you mentioned breathing. That's one of my favorite things. Like just Tony Robbins talks about priming. So just priming yourself, breathing and connecting with your breath is so powerful. You're still alive, even if you're experiencing the fear and just being so, I think, grateful for the gift of being in service, right?
Yeah, definitely.
So amazing. You said something about nervousness. I actually know when people say like, I'm nervous about this. This is also like gives, it's not just fear, but it's nervousness. That means that you care, right? And when people say like, you know, nervousness and excitement are really exactly the same sensations, right, in the body. So yeah. Being nervous, like it's like, I care yeah. about this thing.
Right? Yeah, definitely.
So amazing. And you already said, gave us some amazing tips on how you overcome your fear and goals. Where can people connect with you and really like, hey, you know, I really resonate with this. I want to know more about you. Where would that be?
Yeah, absolutely. So my website is quietvoicefearlessleader.com. And, you know, people, if they want to get a free chapter of the book, I'm giving away the first chapter for free on my website. So people can go today and pick that up. And also copies of the book are available through my website as well, in paperback, ebook, and audio. And also on social media, my handle on all social media platforms is @TheIntrovertLeader. Again, that's @TheIntrovertLeader. And I would just love to connect with people. I do a lot of videos and different posts related to introversion and extroversion. And yeah, we'd love to connect with everybody.
Yes, we definitely, you guys, if you're an introvert, you should definitely connect with Terrence. Like, hit him on your favorite social media and send him a message. Tell him what resonated with you. I really want you, especially you, my introverted souls, take this action, take inspired action, be a little bit of a fearless and connect with him, because I think that you can feel the energy and the vibe here. And also grab the first chapter that is for free. We're going to link that in the show notes. And if you just feel called to go through all 10 principles, which are amazing, I'm definitely going to dig in, grab the book on Amazon or where books are available. I want to wrap this up by asking you, was there anything that I forgot to ask you and you want to share?
No, this was great. I mean, you had great questions, and no, I just really, appreciate the time. And I'll just, I think I'll leave introverts with one thing, is just don't be afraid to be yourself. Again, for a long time, I thought I had to be someone else. I thought I had to have a different personality to reach success. And if anyone's listening to this that has a more introverted personality, I would just say, don't be afraid to be you. You can authentically be you and still be successful and still get to where you're trying to go in life. So, don't feel like anything is wrong with you or feel like you have to be something that you're not. I'll just, leave that for anyone out there.
Yeah, that's huge. I know some amazing, powerful introverts that are just by being themselves. Sometimes we feel that it has to be this crazy energy as we extroverts have, but it's not that. It's really like your presence. It can be, you can have very calm and yet powerful presence, right? By just being yourself. That's awesome tip. Just be you. Yep. It's absolutely amazing. Yes. So we're going to leave it with that. Be you. You're awesome. You're a shining star. We love you. Thank you so much, Terrence. This was amazing. And I can't wait for people to take the book and apply these principles and reach out to you, connect with you, and continue doing the work. This is beautiful.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Thanks. Ciao. Thank you so much, you beautiful soul, for taking the time to jump in today and listen to this episode. I know you could be doing a gazillion other things, and I don't take this lightly. I really, truly, deeply appreciate your time and your support. And if you love this episode, please subscribe if you haven't yet and leave us a review at reviewthispodcast.com/insider. Let me say this again, reviewthispodcast.com/insider. You can leave a review on any device, which makes this super easy and sexy and really helps me to reach more people just like you. And with that being said, I'm sending you a daily dose of vitamin D. I love you so much, and I'm so grateful for you. Until next time, fearless dreamer. Mwah.